Hearts and Hands, O. Henry. At Denver, a great many passengers joined the coaches on the eastbound Boston and Maine train. In one coach, there sat a very pretty young woman. She was richly and beautifully dressed. Among the newcomers were two men. The younger one was good-looking, with a bold, honest face and manner. The other was a sad-faced person, heavily built and roughly dressed. The two were handcuffed together. As they passed down the aisle of the coach, the only empty seat was one facing the attractive young woman. Here the linked pair seated themselves. The woman quickly glanced at them with disinterest. Then, with a lovely smile, she held out a little gray-gloved hand. When she spoke, her voice showed that she was used to speaking and being heard. "Well, Mr. Easton, if you will make me speak first, I suppose I must. Don't you ever say hello to old friends when you meet them in the West?" The younger man pulled himself up sharply at the sound of her voice. He seemed to struggle with a little embarrassment, which he threw off instantly. Then he held her fingers with his left hand. "It's Miss Fairchild," he said with a smile. "I'll ask you to excuse the other hand. I'm not able to use it just at present."